Today's talk is on the Ratana Sutta. It's going to be a quick talk. The Ratana Sutta is a sutta that the Buddha gave in Visali when the town was overcome by a natural disaster that led to ongoing physical suffering. There's a lot of disease. The Buddha came into town with about 500 monks and nuns, and they took care of the town, did what they could for their physical needs, and then over the course of a few days, they taught them the Dhamma. And then the Buddha himself gave us a series of some talks. And this, the Ratana Sutta was one where the Buddha taught in very, very clear and direct words that we the meaning of taking refuge is taking refuge. It's often said this way, and taking refuge in the three jewels. The first jewel being the Buddha himself. The next would be his Dhamma, his teachings, and then of course the third would be a well focused sangha. And and this is exactly what the Buddha taught here to the town. That we first take refuge that a human being actually awakened, and that is so important. But and what does it mean? Does it mean something that is beyond the reach of most human beings? No, it means exactly the opposite. We take refuge in the fact that a human being actually did something that we're hoping to do ourselves, meaning to awaken, to gain full human maturity. And then he left his simple and direct path to do that, so that any human being could do that. He left his Dhamma. We can take refuge in that. We know that. It takes a little bit of investigation, a little bit of inquiry in the right direction. Anybody that looks deep enough and looks at the how the Pali Canon, and particularly the Sutta Pitaka was established and maintained all these years, we'll see that it's a very consistent it's easily seen in context when looking at it in the right light. Anyway, I don't know, that's not what today's talk is about, but we can take refuge in the fact that Dhamma is still here, that the authentic Dhamma is still available to anyone willing to look for it. And then if we're fortunate enough to be part of a well-focused Sangha, to take refuge in that, and we have, as individuals, we have responsibility to our Sangha to keep it as well-focused as we possibly can, meaning as well-focused on what the Buddha taught. That's today's talk. Sorry for the quick talk today, but I have a few things I have to do. But I thought this would be a nice talk to kind of fit in here on taking refuge. I hope you can join me again next Wednesday. Peace.